Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, July 11th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again today, we want to share a message that we hope will encourage, and in the case of today's message, also give you a perspective on spiritual truths. We call today's message Daily Bread. The scripture text is from Proverbs 30, verses 8 and 9.
Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, "Who is the Lord?" Or I may become poor and steal, and so dishonor the name of my God.
One of our favorite print devotionals is the booklet, Our Daily Bread. In the course of our ministry, we have distributed thousands of copies and continue to do so in our chaplaincy ministry. It's a blessing to see that people do read them and find value in the spiritual truths. Yesterday, I was visiting in a home and saw that the wife had ripped selected pages out and taped them to her kitchen cabinets as spiritual reminders.
The title is surely taken from the well-known words from the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." However, I wonder if our Lord might have also had the daily verse in mind when he shared his model prayer.
Proverbs 30 records the sayings of Eger, son of Jacob, even though most of the Proverbs were written by Solomon. What a timeless truth he expressed when he prayed the prayer that comprises our daily verse. He introduces this section with these words that reveal his prayerful heart. Two things I ask of you, O Lord.
There are always dangers in the life of faith, and one is the continuous tension between poverty and wealth. As I carefully and prayerfully consider today's verse, I admit I have a hard time praying it myself. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. I would desire riches over poverty, and certainly more than just daily bread. I want my pantry to be filled.
But the basis of the prayer is easily observable, and it's just as appropriate today as it was 3,000 years ago.
When things are going well, and we're enjoying peace and prosperity, it is very easy to forget that this world is not my home. We begin to cling to this temporal world and its values. Our heavenward focus is exchanged for an earthbound focus. Our eyes and thoughts begin to feast upon humankind instead of Almighty God. Eger put it this way, "I may have too much and disown you and say, 'Who is the Lord?'"
On the other hand, when things are tough and we may be in a state of need, we may resort to the arm of flesh, stealing as in its many forms, to get by rather than trusting in the Lord. According to Eger, in this case, we would dishonor the name of my God.
The tendency for many of us who live in the prosperous regions is to consider those who have more than us as rich, and our economic classes reflect this. We look up the scale and then reckon ourselves poor comparatively. Most reading this or hearing our podcast today do not even consider themselves as rich, because we use the term rich for the very wealthy and, or at least, those several notches up the scale from ourselves. You might even be annoyed at us for pointing this out today.
Well, Bill Gates is my age, and comparatively, he is far, far wealthier in terms of this world's riches than I am. In fact, I was just reading about his home, and it's about 45 times larger than mine. I recently heard, though, a contrasting story in a CBMC meeting from a Christian bank president who grew up in India. He told us about growing up in a house that was 8 feet by 10 feet, with 5 people sleeping in it. Well, my house is about 20 times larger than that.
But comparatively, most of us are very rich when we consider the perspective of the tremendous poverty in many, many parts of the world, especially third world countries. Stephen and I have visited some of these countries, and we've seen people that truly know the meaning of daily bread. Most of us certainly have far more than daily bread, don't we? Our freezers and pantries are filled. We are rich in this present world, and we do well to regularly heed the cautions.
Today, let us count our blessings, share generously from our bounty, and praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Let's pray. Father, you are the giver of all good things. You have given us so much, and we are indeed grateful. Move upon our hearts to be generous with our resources. When we're tempted to look at others' possessions in comparison to our own, may we always be mindful of those who have less rather than those who have more. This will help us to be more prayerful and generous toward those who are without. It will also help us to be less whining and more content with what we have. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our podcast. We are on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a number of additional resources on the site today. A couple pictures, one of my work yesterday assisting my Amish friend Jesse with harvesting hay. And then a picture of me in the farm pond afterwards. We have several links to songs today, and the song that came to mind was the familiar song, The Doxology, but I found a number of different versions that may bless you today, including one I never heard prior to moving to this area several years ago called the Mennonite Doxology. That is quite, very involved when you say Brooksine. Is that the right word? Musically. We do sing it occasionally in our church. In fact, this is more of a high choir type version, but it'll bless you. We also have some additional notes and perspectives that we share today regarding today's topic, as well as a suggested resource that may be a blessing to some. Well, thank you for joining us. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord, and indeed this day, count your every blessing.